Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, and today we are going to talk about the number one ROI amenity, or not even amenity. It's not an amenity. It's not even location, but the number one thing that brings you the highest ROI for any given short-term rental property. And that number one thing, I want everybody, if you're driving, I know most of you are, just like start hammering on your steering wheel. Give us a good drum roll, please. Just kidding. Don't do that. You'll look like an idiot or not. I don't know. But the number one thing are photos. Okay. I know that sounds super simple, but it is not. Photography and the types of photos you take are going to drive and increase your revenue. And what I want to share with you on this call is not only, hey, get professional photography. That's a given. We've talked about that before, but the types of photos you need to get, and also what you should be doing when your photographer comes. I have an amazing part two interview to this episode. I want you to listen to, obviously, after this episode, but it's going to get into some more specifics, but I want to give you from my perspective, not me interviewing a photographer, my perspective and what the data says about the type of photography that you need to take for your particular property. What I see, I would say 90% or higher, not even 90%, it's like 95% or 99% of what hosts do who get professional photography is they go and they call a real estate photographer, okay? He comes out or she comes out, they shoot the property in under an hour, they edit a few photos, they give you maybe 60 to 80 photos, and then you post those up on Airbnb and you put them in order based off of, you know, like someone's walking in and touring the house. That's awesome if you're trying to sell a property. That's not awesome if you're trying to market a property, okay? Remember, photos on Airbnb or just, you know, for your short-term rental are there to entice someone to book your place, which enticing is an emotional response. Therefore, there has to be emotion in the photography, okay? So although it's not quote-unquote art per se, let me back up there and clarify that. Photography is art, but what we're looking for, we're not trying to say like, oh, I need like these weird angle shots and like these different like filters, even though that can actually work sometimes. So it's less focusing necessarily on the art, but the emotional side. That's the type of photography that I'm getting at. So I'm not saying be extreme and do like really weird artsy shots. What I am saying is take emotional shots or get emotional shots. Now, most of you listening are not photographers, including myself. So I had to learn this through lots of experience of testing out different photographers of what actually works and what doesn't work. Let's jump into this and dive in. First, let's talk about the actual ROI of photography. Okay, so having the right photos, we know that Airbnb actually looks at photos, looks at the quality of photos, and that can help your rankings, number one. How much does it help your rankings? Not really that much. Like, you know, me saying that, everyone's like, I got to get really good photos. Yes, that is important, but it doesn't really help your rankings by that much, but it can. Okay, so that's good. A good reason why to get good photography. But the most important thing that can help your photography is the hero image. Okay, so the hero image needs to be the scroll stopper. It needs to be that thing that separates you from everybody else or catches someone's attention. That whether it's the amazing view with the sunrise or the sunset, or maybe it's, you know, the cool amenities or the cool game room or the theater room, or if you're in an apartment in the city, you have like a really nice bedroom, it looks super luxury, or white linens, or something that catches people's attention that's going to stop the scroll, right? So when you're thinking about getting photos for your property, or when you're getting photos for your property, you need to be thinking about like, what is the potential hero shot that I can get? Too many times, and I've made this mistake myself, too many times have we gone through and literally like, I tell the photographer, okay, go shoot my place. And I let them be, and I let them do their thing, you know, set up their little tripod, go room to room. And I'm like, yeah, you can like,
you know, stage a few items or whatever. And they go and they do that, you know, a little bit, and they take their shots, they leave, and then I get the photos, and I'm like, okay, please, you know, please God, like what's going to be my hero image? And I'm hoping for the best shot. And I'm going to tell you right now that like 75% of the time I'm disappointed and I have to call a new photographer. And I end up telling them like the type of shot that I'm actually looking for. And really, I could have just did that from the beginning, right? So making sure like you're looking for the marketability of your property, meaning like what's going to be that right shot. Now, what you think might be the right shot might actually not be the right shot at the end of the day, because we're not photographers. We're not professional photographers. Maybe you are if you're listening. So Andrew Keller, if you're listening, just ignore all the advice I'm giving right now. But everybody else who's not a professional photographer, you're not. You're not a professional, but you do know your property, and you do know your property better than a random person who is a photographer, though, showing up and just trying to take pictures of it. So meaning like, you know what drives revenue in your market. You know why your property stands out from everybody else. Tell your photographer, okay? If it's the views, hey, I want some really, really cool shots of the views. Maybe stage them a little bit or have people in them, right? I love having models in, or, you know, family. When I modeled with my daughter, like we didn't show our faces, but, you know, we were in the shots, and that's totally fine. And that actually gives the experience. I know some people feel like, oh, that's really weird. Airbnb will ban that. That's not true at all. And in fact, here's a fun fact for you. So it's like 75%, it's around 75% of the properties that have models in them are actually in the 90th percentile of revenue performance or higher. So 75% of those properties, because their photo quality is so freaking good, they know what they need to do, and they're staging it and they're making it stand out. And the models are adding that, here's what you can do at my property, not just like, here's a grill, right? Like, here's a grill and it's closed, it's off, or here's a hot tub with a cover on. Obviously, we know that's a bad shot. We've talked about some of these things before with photos, but really understanding like marketability. That's the key. That's why you're taking photos. You're not just taking photos to sell your property or show off your house. Oh, cool. This house looks new, or this is like it's updated. Look, I know how to, you know, furnish a property. Like, that's not the point of it. You're trying to entice people to stay at your property and to have an experience. So when you go to get your photos taken by a photographer, to ask these questions, how can we get the right shots that make people feel enticed to come and stay there, that makes my property stand out, that gives it that marketability, okay? And then you need to go over and tell them specifically, look, I think that these top five areas or top five things or areas and things would potentially make my hero image. So for example, I'm going to take my lake property. So I have amazing views. Good views, I should say. I've got great views of the lake. Okay, now I went from good to great, but great views of the lake I do, okay? Because it sits up on a hill. I've got a hot tub. I've got a really cool fire pit and yard. I've got a movie theater room. I've got, like five bedrooms. Okay, great. So if these are the top five things that I know about my property, well, I'm going to tell the photographer, put emphasis, get me different angles, get me different shots, maybe from the hot tub, looking out at the views, or just the hot tub and like the bubbles going, you know, or, you know, fire pit or the theater room, like people watching the movie versus like no one in the room at all, and just like the pillows and the popcorn, or people eating popcorn, laughing and watching a movie. Like, all these different things can get those different shots, okay? Because the reality is that not all of them are going to work out. And you're going to realize quickly, like, oh yeah, that was a terrible idea. That just doesn't look good. Or, oh wow, like this catches my attention. This looks like a scroll stopper. All right. So highlighting the amenities is really important. Now let's get into more of the data and the mechanics of what types of shots actually drive revenue for particular properties. So Airbnb is looking at your photos. Now they're not having a VA or, you know, somebody go through your photos, be like, oh yeah, this one's really good. Yeah, they should rise up in the rankings. No, what they're looking for, they're using AI to actually read. I actually know the company, the AI company, that they're called Recipe, that analyzes the photos for Airbnb. So like, I know the company and I know how it works. And here's the crazy thing. You can hack into it and figure it out for your market too. So here's what you do. What photos does Airbnb love? Go to airbnb.com. It's going to pull up your area, or if it doesn't, pull up the market and look at all the first photos that are there of all the properties they show. Okay. or your particular market or the market where your property's in, or maybe you're analyzing that market. All right. Look at those photos and like kind of, you can either write these things down, like notate them, or you can just like mentally remember the types of photos and things you see in the photos. What you're going to see, and remember this stuff, write it down if you can, or come back and listen to this episode or watch it on YouTube. So what you're going to list or what you're going to see are drone shots, like full house shots, especially dusk shots. Okay. I see a ton of really good dusk shots. Now, not the crappy one, like where they, you know, edited like super purple or whatever, it looks bad, but like actually like really cool dusk shots. Now they can edit, so don't freak out about that, but dusk shots do really well, but the entire house, that's number one. Okay. So drone shot of the entire, or even on the ground of the entire house, but usually at dusk with lights on. Okay. So that's one I see that's really, really common and popular as top listings for photos. Number two, shots with water. I mean, I don't, their AI picks it up and it does really well. So if you have views of water or it's in the distance and you can see it for your property in a drone shot, like looking at your house, like say you're tier two in a beach market or tier three even, and you can kind of like get it from a distance, but you're up high in a drone, that does really, really well too. Obviously, if you've got the front views, do that, okay? Because that's going to help you rise to the top and catch guests' attention as well. So water views are huge. If you're in an urban market or a market where there's many, many houses around, and you have some sort of view from your, you know, the city view or whatever, an interior shot with the city skyline or just like a city view or building view, like through the windows, also does really well too. So for those of you in urban markets, that's a really good one. If you're not an urban market, if you're in a mountain market, views, that's a given, but views and drone shots, right? Most of the time it's drone shots that does really well, but it's always the outside shot. Now it doesn't have to be a drone. It can be, you know, standing back of the whole house with amenities. And that's another one as well. So we're listing at four or five here, but the reality is like get drone shots, get all these shots, invest in your photography. How much should you actually invest in your photography? Okay. In this case, you should invest as, I mean, it's one of those instances where like there really isn't like too much that you can spend. You know, that's ridiculous. I haven't had anyone tell me a price where I'm like, oh no, that's ridiculous. You won't make that back from photography. Like, no, the most expensive I've heard is like $3,000 to $4,000. And if the photos are incredible, it's worth it. Because the ROI is there. You will make, you take crappy photos versus like non-crappy photos, you'll make $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 more. It's that much. I mean, at that point, $3,000 to $4,000 is pennies compared to that, right? 3% to 4%. If you're gonna make $100,000 more, it can be that big of a difference. Photography makes or breaks your listing. And if you go cheap on that, it's going to hurt your returns. We want to cash flow positive. That's one of the number one ways of cash flowing positive is getting the right photos from the beginning. Okay, so I totally think you can pay that. Now, not everyone's going to charge that. It's really, really not that expensive for most people. Some people it is. If you're flying someone up and doing all this, like, yeah. But I would expect high quality shots in time and everything there. But I'm not going and paying someone $100 like my cousin to go shoot shots who's never done it before, or has a little bit of experience, or just goes and, you know, shoots like, you know, for agents or whatever. It's not the same thing. Remember, we're trying to capture the experience. Most of my properties, I will pay, like one of them, I paid $900 one time. And then I had him come back out and do it again for $700 because I just wasn't happy with it. And what I've learned from experience, I always hire two, okay? Two photographers and they'll go and I'll just say, you know, I give them a sheet of here are the shots I want. I will follow you around if I feel like it. And tell you, and I tell them like in advance, hey, if you're not cool with that, then don't take this job. They're always cool with that. Okay. So tell them, communicate with them, tell them the types of shots that you want, and that will help you. Remember, they don't know your property as well as you do. They're not thinking about the hero shot. They're not thinking about the top five shots that people see. Okay. They're thinking about taking shots of a house, like listing it for sale, which is what they're used to. So educate, educate, educate. Another suggestion someone gave me before, I think it's really interesting, I have not applied it yet, is they hired a wedding photographer because they, quote, said that it provides more emotion in the photos. Thought that was really interesting, something to try out. So I would try a real estate photographer with a wedding photographer and see what you get and then mix them together. A couple other misconceptions I see with photography is people tend to like vomit how many photos they have in their listing, meaning like they'll have 70, 80, or I don't even know what the max amount is, but they'll max it out. People don't need to do that. The fact, I've said this before, guest book after about looking at 13 photos. So that's like the average. So why do you need 70 photos? Really keep it between 40 to 50, and that's plenty. The top five shots should be the top five highlights to do at your property. So you need to tell your photographer, okay, here are the top five things to do at my property. Let's get those shots. Okay. Obviously you want shots of everything, but think about that as you're, you know, as before your photographer comes, so you can educate them and make sure you get those right photos in place. Also too, with that being said, do not do just video tours of when you do your photo arrangement in Airbnb. Don't just do like, oh, here's the kitchen. Now we're going to move into the bedrooms now and show off the bedrooms. And now we're going to move to the bathrooms. And now we're going to go to the game room. Like, that's not the point of it. Remember, people are basing it on emotion. They're not touring your house like to buy it. So think of it like, how can I entice people? Keep it consistent. Don't worry about doing the tour, but at the same time, like, get organized. Like, don't like mislead people like, oh, here's the upstairs, then the downstairs, and the upstairs again, and all that. Like, guide them through, but highlight at the beginning. Here are the top five things to do at my place, or why you should book my place, whether it's location, quality, design decor, or amenities, those four key categories we talk about all the time. Drone shots, indoor shots, outdoor shots, all these different things. Highlight those five things, then go into the property and break through what's most, starting with the most important, maybe bedrooms or kitchen or living room. Gathering spaces are really, really, really important. Show those off if you have them, because most properties don't. So anyway, finally, the last thing I'm going to emphasize is one more time. Do not be afraid to tell your photographer the types of shots you want to get. Just don't, okay? Always go until I get better results when I say, hey, I want shots particularly of these things, and I want, let's try all these different angles, you know, and see what, and they will do it. They will absolutely do it. And I've talked to many photographers. No one's ever said, no, Kenny, I will not do that for you. Let me do my job. I'm the expert, okay? Do that, because you will be disappointed if you just let someone come that you don't know, come in and just let them do their thing and let them be, and then get your photos. You're going to be disappointed, most likely. Okay. Unless you're paying someone who's like proven. So keep that in mind. Now, what I want you to do, so that pretty much wraps up this episode of Cashflow Positive, of the number one thing that drives ROI for any property. What I want you to do, and do me a favor, is if you have liked this episode or any episode I've done so far, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already subscribed to this this podcast. That helps the stats for the podcast and tells me that people actually like the show and listen to it. So do me a favor. It would mean the world to me if you guys could do that. I appreciate it. Or even better yet, leave a 5-star review. I love those. They cheer me up. Just like with Airbnb 5-star reviews. So please do that. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Cashflow Positive.